I would like to thank my late husband for his perseverance and dedication to this project and his attitude of never give up. Newquay now has its surf statue.
Amazing. Hooray, I've done it.
What does this represent when it comes to surfing in the town?
It's just to recognise the town and what it's contributed to surfing. And yeah, and Stuart and I earned our living from surfing, and we just wanted to put something back that will help other businesses in the town.
The Keogh family moved to Newquay in the late 1960s as surfing was beginning to take off. They went on to establish some of the town's earlier surf businesses, including a factory at Holywell Bay and the Newquay Surfing Centre on 4 Street. Among those at the ceremony was one of Newquay's surfing pioneers, Trish Scarlett, who knew Stuart well and ran the Smile Surf Shop nearby. She says the statue is a fitting tribute.
It's been a long time coming, and it's had lots of hurdles to jump before we finally got it, but I know this will be a wonderful advert for Newquay.
You knew Stuart well, didn't you? When did you first find out about this?
Oh, golly. Well, virtually its inception, probably, Cherry said 6.5 years, but it was, I think, before that. It was more like 7 years. And a great regret that poor Stuart didn't actually get to see it. I just feel really emotional about it.
The idea for the landmark dates back to the 1980s when Stuart and Sherilyn Keogh saw similar surf statues in Australia and California and wanted to create something that would celebrate Newquay's own surfing story. Visitors will also be able to learn more about that history by scanning a QR code on the statue, linking to an online guide compiled by local surf historian Roger Mansfield, who also knew Stuart and Cherry.
I wrote the history of Newquay surfing because a surfing historian is what I seem to have become in my older age as a surfer. And I think there's two versions. There's the 5-minute version, and there's the slightly longer 15-minute version. You can select, I believe, whichever you want. I haven't done it yet, but I'm told it's there and working. And you've got some nice historic pictures as well. So people can admire the statue, and then they can get some sense of meaning and depth to it by resorting to the QR code.
The statue was cast at the Morris Singer Foundry in Hampshire before being installed on the Killer Court overlooking Newquay Bay. Officially accepting the gift on behalf of the town, Newquay Mayor Drew Creek said the sculpture recognises more than 60 years of surfing history and the people who helped put Newquay on the map.
Actually, I feel quite emotional. I mean, it's been a long journey here, and we've worked with the foundation for a number of years to get it here, and to see it here in all of its glory, you know, with the wonderful base and the lights, you know, the up lights. It just looks spectacular, doesn't it? Obviously, it would have been nice if we'd have had some waves behind it today, but we've got the sun, and that's the main thing. I mean, ultimately, it's a brilliant statue that just recognises the history of surfing. It started here in the 60s in the bay, and this statue overlooks that. And huge thank you to Cherry and the late Stuart Keogh, who were so determined that this is where it should be, and I think they were right.